Rahman Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we'll have the class of the belief that Allah controls, regulates everything in the universe. It is the class with the title of Allah's will. Actually, we Muslims need to believe in Allah's will, and that belief will constitute the final branch in the belief in the unity of Allah's Lordship. Because to believe in Allah, you must believe in the unity of Allah's Lordship, the unity of Allah's worship, and the unity of Allah's names and attributes. Number one, to believe in the unity of Allah's Lordship, you must believe the first branch is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything in the heavens and in the earth. Second branch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything in the heavens and in the earth. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what is in the heaven and in the earth and the unseen. Number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls and regulates everything in the heavens and the earth, and this is the fourth branch. This is the topic of today, Allah's will. Number one, we need to know that Islam means submission to Allah's will. Basic. This is a basic fact. We need to realize that Islam is not a set of directives, manners, and moral values, or a collection of laws and regulations, or traditions and practices. All these are included in Islam, but they don't make up Islam in its totality. Islam means submission to Allah's will. That is to say, to be willing to obey Allah's orders, to observe its prohibitions, and to look up to no other system, and to adopt no other way except Islam. It is essentially an acceptance that mankind are subject to the overall divine code that governs their life and the earth they live on and governs the whole universe. It is also a certainty that as humans, the only choice we should make is to do what Allah orders us. So when someone will ask you, what is the choice you have in Islam, you will tell her, the only choice I have should be to do what Allah orders and to refrain from what Allah forbids, to take what He makes available and to wait the results He brings about. This has to be, you know, the meaning of to live Islam as a way of life. It is Allah's will that determines events and destinies, directing them along a certain way that leads to a definite result. I will clarify to you this, inshallah, from the verses of the Quran. Number one, we must believe that actually this belief is a must. You know, for the believer, to be a Muslim believer, you must believe in the rules which I will mention now, and inshallah, I will give you the proofs from the Quran. Number one, you must believe that Allah's will is the only power in the universe. And in order to know about this rule, we will read from Surah number 12, verse number 12. Surah number 12, but actually it is verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah has full power and control over His affairs, but most of men know not. So the only power over all the universe and the only control is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. This is Allah's will. Number two, we must believe that everything happens in life is according to Allah's will, and His will is accomplished. In order to know about this, we will read now from Surah number 54, verse number 50. الشيطان الرجيم. Surah number 54, verse number 50. وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And our commandment is but one as the twinkling of an eye.
You see, sisters, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's commandment is like the twinkling of an eye. When Allah commands anything to be done, it will be done, you know, in a time which maybe we can't notice. Okay? This is the clarification that everything is happening according to His will and His will is accomplished. Number three, we must believe that the only will that people have is what Allah wills for them. And we will read now from Surah number 87, verse number 29. I will give you always the proof of the Quran so that inshallah this reality related to Allah's will be clear in the mind of every one of us, because it has a lot of blessings on the spirits inshallah. So now we will read from verse number 87. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 87. Which is Surah Al-A'la, verse number 29. Bismillah. Actually, it is Surah Al-Takwir, Surah number 81, verse number 29. Bismillah ar-Rahim. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the Alameen.
So it has to be clear to every one of us that the will that people have is that what Allah wills for them. And also number four, we have to believe that what Allah wills for the people occurs, and what He doesn't will for them will not occur. That is to say, no one has a will which is independent from that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five, no one can protect anyone else against Allah's will, and no one can prevent Allah's will from running its course. For example, should Allah will to harm someone or show them mercy, His will shall be done. Now we will recite about this fact from Surah number 10, verse number 70. So that everyone who is looking for mercy, he has to know that the mercy has to be through Allah's will, not through the will of any other power or any other human being in our life. Surah number 10, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Yunus, verse number 70. Surah number 70. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, again, actually, I'm sorry, it is Surah number 10, verse 107. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم.
And if Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor, which He causes it to reach whomsoever of His slaves He wills. And He is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful.
So again, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the source of all the power on the earth. Actually, and inshallah now, we will learn from Quran a story which demonstrates that Allah's will is absolute and Allah's will is not confined to what is familiar to men. We will read now from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, and we will read from verse number 38, 39 and 34 in order to know about the story of Prophet Zakaria and the Allah's will in relation to that story. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وقد بلغني الكبر وامرأتي عاقر قال كذلك الله يفعل ما يشاء. At that time, Zechariah invoked his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearer of invocation. Then the angels called him while he was standing in al-mihrab, the praying place or the private room, saying, Allah gives you glad tidings of Yahya, John, confirming believing in the word from Allah. Noble, keep righteous, and a prophet from among the righteous. He said, Prophet Zechariah said, O my Lord, how can I have a son when I am very old and my wife is barren? Allah said, thus Allah does what He wills.
Here we find Zechariah, a man overtaken by old age, and his barren wife who had not had children even in her youth, but to his Lord with a passionate prayer to give him out of his grace goodly offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his prayer in a way which is not restricted to age or what is familiar to people, according to the people mind and according to the people calculations. Prophet Zechariah was a very old man and his wife was barren, so there was no hope for them to have a child or to have an offspring. But this is Allah's will, which we will learn about now. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Prophet Zechariah in a way determined by Allah's absolute will. As the angels said to Prophet Zechariah, Allah gives you the happy news of the birth of John, who shall confirm the truth of a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sincere prayer of a man of pure heart, who has placed his hopes in the one who hears all the prayers and who is able to answer them when he chooses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Zechariah's prayer in such a way that the natural phenomena familiar to men are put aside. People may think these phenomena to be a law which restricts even the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is familiar to man is no more than a relative law. It is neither final nor absolute. Since man is confined by the limitations of his age and knowledge, and since our minds can only work within our natural limitations, we can't appreciate any final law or comprehend any fact which is absolute. Hence, more suitable for man not to exceed the boundaries of property when he thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is far better for man to confine himself to the limitations of his own world when he speaks of what is possible and what is impossible. He must not in any way try to set a framework by virtue of his own experience and scanty knowledge in which to restrict Allah's absolute will. Again and again, sisters, Allah's absolute will is unrestricted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He wills. So, what is so strange about Him giving Zechariah a son when Zechariah
has been overtaken by old age and his wife is barren. These restrictions apply to men because they are familiar to men. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing familiar or unfamiliar. Everything happens according to Allah's will. His will is subject to no restrictions whatsoever. This is the fact which every believer must believe in. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subject to no restrictions whatsoever. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to do, He will do. And there is no restrictions. We believers must feel this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a message full of hope and full of tranquility and full of peace. When we believe that we are living in this worldly life according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has no restrictions. Our will as human being has restrictions, but our will is not the will which is taking care of the universe and of our life. Our life is controlled by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has no restrictions. So for every one of us, there is a hope. For every one of us, we must always keep it in mind, keep it clear. Our life is run by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subject to no restrictions. And let us now, inshaAllah, learn about the rules of the Quran, which is related to Allah's will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 213, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah leads whom He wills to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 220, Surah number 2, verse number 220, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَعْنَتَكُمْ. And if Allah has wished, He could have put you into difficulties. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 247, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah grants His kingdom to whom He wills. In the same Surah, Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives manifold increase to whom He wills. In the same Surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 269, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah grants wisdom to whom He wills. In Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. It is who shapes you in the wombs as He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah number 3, Al-Imran, verse number 13, يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah supports with His victory whom He wills. In the same Surah, Surah number 3, verse number 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. In the same Surah, Surah number 3, Al Imran, verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفَعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Thus, Allah does what He wills. In the same Surah, Surah number 3, verse number 74, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He selects for His mercy whom He wills. In Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah sanctifies whom He wills. In Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 133, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. If He wills, He can take you away. In Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 5, verse number 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ يَشَأْ اللَّهُ يُضْلِلُهُ وَمَنْ يَشَأْ يَجْعَلُهُ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah sends astray whom He wills, and He guides on the straight path whom He wills. So I think, my sisters, and whoever is listening to these classes, that the only proper attitude for any one of us whom his heart or her heart is touched by the above mentioned verses of the Quran, the only proper attitude is to submit totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually to feel the power of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to feel that in this life we only have the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all the difficulties and to guide us to the right path and to provide us with the sustenance which we are looking for and to make us to live the righteous worldly life and to make the paradise our final destination. It is far better to place oneself in Allah's hand, placing the trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in any case do what He pleases. This rule is such that Muslims have no control over anything that belongs to them. They and all that they own belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to choose for them whatever He pleases. Each and every individual of us is only a tiny part of the universe which follows the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, which is run by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, my dearest sisters, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all the universe run only by His will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who creates, owns, knows everything in the universe. He is the only one who has the only will which He can control the whole life. We Muslims, we believers in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must feel the tranquility, we must feel all the good feelings when we believe and realize that no human being can control our life, no human being has any contribution to any of our affairs in this worldly life and on the Day of Judgment. We are only belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are only controlled by the will of the Most Merciful, our Lord, whom we love more than the whole universe, whom we only love Him because He is the only one who deserves the love, because He is the Most Merciful, the one who created us, the one who is taking care of us, the one who is guiding us, and the one who is, inshallah, will send us according to His command and according to His will to the paradise, all the Muslims, inshallah. Again and again, sisters, every Muslim must feel so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us this rules of the Quran and to make it clear to ourselves that it is only His will which we are controlled by. It is only His will which can help us to live the righteous life in this worldly life, that we are free from any burdens, and no one is having any rule in our life except to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the source of all the mercy in our life. Every one of us must believe that the creator of the universe is the one who controls it, is the one who determines all the affairs, is the one who assigns for every one of us a role in the drama, stipulating all our affairs on this universal stage. Actually, no one of us can choose the role to play, because we don't know the full extent of the drama, nor can any one of us choose any action which we prefer, because this may not fit with the overall role assigned to them or to us. We neither wrote the play, nor do we own the stage. The play is written by the Creator, the owner, the one who knows everything, the one who knows the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wrote the play. Allah on the stage. We are only actors who earn their wages for their actions. Actually, now I will mention a story related to me personally to prove that we are only actors. We don't know the full extent of the drama, and we can't choose the role to play in that drama, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can assign for us our rule. It is up to His wisdom, and it is up to His mercy, and it is up to His will. Actually, when I was around 28 years old, and I was just graduated from the University of Medicine, and I married to my colleague, and I have a daughter whom she is 6 months old. My husband was planning to move to the United States, but I refused. I told him, no, I want to live with my parents. I want to live in Egypt. I want to speak Arabic. I can't move to the United States. These places, I don't know about its people. I don't know about the style of life. Why you want me to leave all the people whom I love and the place where I lived my life, and you want me to forget about my past, and you want to change all my life? I don't want to move to the United States, and I will try by all the means not to leave Egypt. That is to say, to live all my time, my lifetime in Egypt. Subhanallah, this was when I was 28 years old. This conversation happened between me and my husband, and because of that conversation, actually we stayed in Egypt in some time, and then it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move us to live in the Gulf area for more than 18 years. But again and again, it is the drama wrote by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the stage owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened that I came to the United States, and I was the one actually whom I helped my husband to move to the United States because of my daughters and their education. Subhanallah, now in March 2009, I am the same person whom around maybe 25 years ago, I was the one whom I chose not to come to the United States, not to leave Egypt, not to speak English, not to leave my parents, and whatever I mentioned. Now, in March 2009, I am the same person, but today I am saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is controlling our life according to His will, all praise to You, O Allah, that You moved me to the United States, that You moved me to the place where I can teach Islam to the Muslims and to the non-Muslims. You move me to the place where I can come to the mosque and I can teach the Quran and I can discuss the rules of the Quran and I can help myself and help my ummah and help my sisters to live Islam as a way of life. Actually, if it was the condition when I was 28 years old, I will never believe that this will happen to me, that I will stop practicing medicine and I will be the one to choose to memorize the whole Quran and to live my life dedicating totally to teach Islam in America. It is my best time of my life, and actually I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one according to His will only He can do these changes in our life. And actually we have always to have open mind in relation to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no restrictions. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be always in our side, so long as we follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as we submit totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as we believe that we don't know the full extent of the drama, so long as we believe we are just actors who earn their wages from their actions. I always remember my words when I was 28 years old, and I always ask repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are not supposed to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I don't want to come to that place, oh Allah, I don't want to leave those people, oh Allah, I can't live in that area, oh Allah, I can't stop practicing medicine, oh Allah, I can't forget about my past. We are not supposed to say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever. We must believe that this life and this universe is controlled by the absolute non-restricted or unrestricted will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are only here in this life to submit totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is making only His will to control our life. None can control our life except the will of the Most Merciful. Again and again, sisters, we will recite from the verse of the Quran more and more, so that we will learn more about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is subject to no restriction whatsoever. Surah verse number 73, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in truth, and on the day of resurrection, He will say, "Be," and it is. His world is the truth. His will be the dominion on the day when the trumpet will be blown. All-knower of the unseen and the seen, He is the all-wise, the well-acquainted of all things.
Subhanallah. Actually, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a lot of facts which every mankind has, you know, to reflect on, so that, you know, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very clear in their spirits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates the heavens and the earth in truth. And on the day of resurrection, He will say, "Be," subhanallah. And it will be. His word is the truth. You see, so the word of Allah is the truth. His will be the dominion on the day of judgment. Okay, Allah knows the unseen and Allah knows the seen. Allah is all wise. Allah is well aware of all things. Related to our topic, of today, Allah's will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whenever He says be, it shall be. Allah's power dominates all. His will is unrestrained. He creates, changes, and replaces as He pleases. This fact is mentioned for two purposes. It helps the proper formation of the correct concept of faith in the hearts of the believers. Number two, it inspires those who are called upon to submit to Allah, the Lord of all the world, the creator of everything, the one who says to anything He wishes to create be, and it instantly it is there. Let us read about the same fact related to Allah's will in Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is Surah number 63, and we will read verse number 82 and 83. Subhanallah, this is the mercy and the cure of the Quran. You know, when you read these kind of verses, this is the mercy of the Quran. When you feel that everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when Allah wants to change our situation, He will just say be and it will be. The most important is Allah's will. So Allah said in Surah number 36, which is Surah Yasin.
Surah number 63?
36. Yasin is 36. 36. 36, verse number 82 and 83. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily, His command, when He intends a thing, is only that He says to it, be, and it is. So glorified is He and exalted above all that they associate with Him, and in whose hand is the dominion of all things, and to Him you shall be returned.
Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that His command when He intends a thing is only that He says it to it be. Now, what is the meaning of a thing? A thing could be a galaxy, could be an earth, could be an ant, or a mosquito. It is all the same, requiring no more than a simple word, be, and it is there. Nothing is easier or more difficult, nothing is near or far. Once Allah's will intends something, it exists, whatever it may be. Related to verse number 83, so glorified is He and exalted above all that they associate with Him. How we can associate someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while the only will and only power in this life is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is all up to a simple word be.
And now we will recite from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 117, in order to have more clear idea about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is only related to the word be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah number 2, verse number 117, Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ.
The originator of the heavens and the earth, when He decrees a matter, He only says to it be, and it is. Actually, we must believe that the universe was created directly by Allah through an act of His free and absolute will. The creation of the universe was expressed in the simple word be. The more intention of Allah to create anything would bring it into existence in the form chosen for it. Actually, from the verses of Surah Yasin and the ayat of Surah Al-An'am, and this verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, every believer must have a clear belief that it is up to the word be, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say it in any time, that all our life can change. Again, if we try to apply this fact in our worldly life so that it will be more clear to our minds about the power of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which only take the time of the blinking of the eye in order to change situation in this life. Actually, if we just try to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to His will, He commanded the water which is in the Mexican Gulf to move and to cover the south of the city of Houston in the time of the blinking of the eye, this means that while I am reciting this, while I am recording this class in the masjid of the East Main Center in Houston, this means that I will be totally covered with the water of the Mexican Gulf in a time which is related to the blinking of the eye. What is the meaning of these sisters in the reality of our worldly life? This means that Mona and the south of Houston and the masjids and the schools and the people and everything is already out of reality. We are not existing anymore because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the will, because of the word be, which makes the south of Houston to be totally covered by the water. This means that now if I am recording the class around 1:30 p.m., this means that around 3:30 p.m. when my daughter will be out of the school and she will be looking for my car and she will notice that I am not in the car line, she will be very upset and she will be very disturbed and she will call her father immediately to check about me. Unfortunately, my husband was in the operating room because of his work, so he didn't reply to my daughter. My daughter started to be panic, crying loudly, "Where is my mother?" So at that time, when she will return to the office in her school, they will inform her that unfortunately your mother was in a mosque giving a lecture and that mosque was part of the south of Houston, which was covered by water 1.5 hour ago. This which can happen to any one of us in a time which is equal to the blinking of the eye. This means that my daughter will be the one whom she lost her mother, whom she is facing the reality of the power of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a time when she was not expecting it. This is the reality of our worldly life. This also means that for me, my book of deeds was closed at 1:30 while I was giving the lecture in the masjid. This means that while I was not aware at all that this day, Monday, the 11th of March, this means that this was the day, that it was the day of the closure of the deeds for Mona, and actually it is the day for the closure of the deeds for every mankind who was living in the south of Houston. Subhanallah, maybe there were some people whom they were coming to visit their relatives for that day from another places in Houston, and it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them to die during their visit to their relatives whom they are living in the south of Houston. Again and again, sisters, we need to reflect on these realities. We need to realize the meaning that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no restrictions, and also to realize that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only up to the word be. If we realize that my life can end in a time which is equal to the blinking of the eye, while I am not aware, while I am not ready, while I don't know, while I didn't inform anyone, while my poor daughter will be crying and crying for me, and actually crying and crying from the surprise which I never taught my daughter, which I never clarify to my daughter, which we need every one of us to teach our kids and to inform them about the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as early as possible, so that they can be aware that there is a will which can change or may change their life in a time which is equal to the blinking of the eye. This is the will of the Creator, whom they are supposed as Muslim to worship, to believe, to obey, and to live their lives according to his command, because he is the one who has that will which creates, owns, and controls everything in the universe. Again and again, sisters, if we try to reflect on that fact that all the matters are up to the word be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will realize many facts which will make us to feel the tears in our eyes, because we will realize how great is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has no restrictions. And also we will realize the greatness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us as Muslims and who make us inshallah to know that knowledge about his will, and who according to his mercy is teaching us this teaching and giving us the opportunity to submit to him totally and to submit to his will totally, so that we will be the obedient servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is controlling our life according to his will. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his will to be the source of the guidance and the source of the tranquility and the source of the help, the source of assurance, the source of provision, the source of all the good in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his will, can change the circumstances of the life of every one of us in a time which is equal to the blinking of the eye. But again and again, the most merciful is the one who is taking care of us, giving us all the blessings in this life. We need to reflect on that fact, and we need to try all the time to submit totally to his will through the total obedience to his rules, and through living our life according to the Book of Mercy, and according to the Quran, and according to the rules of the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us now learn from the Quran about the first Muslim whom they believed in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accordingly they were the best community on the earth.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا Surah number 33, verse number 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمره. It is not for a believer, a man or a woman, when Allah and His Messenger has decreed a matter, that they should have any option in their decision. Actually, when they believe in Allah was clear and established in the hearts of the first Muslim community, they surrendered themselves truly and completely to Allah, leaving nothing for themselves. These are the people whom they believe in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first Muslim community. They willingly accepted everything Allah willed for them, realizing deep down that it is Allah's will that determines every event and every situation. This acceptance gave them comfort and reassurance. They simply received Allah's will as something they expected, causing them neither astonishment nor taking them back. They no longer wished to hasten the turn of events so as to accomplish something they desire. They simply accepted that Allah's will would take them wherever He willed, while they remained content and satisfied. They laid down their lives. They strove hard, sacrificed their wealth, believing that they were only doing what Allah willed them to do, and that ultimately what took place was only what Allah willed, and further, that everything occurs at the right time. Thus, they submitted themselves completely to Allah, letting His hand, that is to say His will, to lead them along the way, feeling safe and secure, trusting that whatever the outcome, it would be the right one. In all this, they only did what they could, withholding nothing, wasting neither time or effort. They lived the balance between the absolute submission to Allah's will, exerting all effort and energy. This was the distinctive mark of that first Muslim community, which enabled it to achieve the miraculous within its own lifespan and in the life of mankind. We need to follow them so that we can, inshallah, have a successful Muslim community. It is the belief that human life should run according to Allah's law, which never fail or change. A cause has its effect, and the effect takes place as a result of the operation of Allah's will. The will of Allah is not a commanding will which initiates the cause. It is a will that brings the effect when the cause takes place by the people. It is the responsibility of every Muslim to follow the rules of Allah and to have total submission to His will, which means doing the right causes so that Allah will bring then the result which all of us are looking for. Inshallah, now we will make the dua. O Allah, our Lord, inspire good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.